This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole's Republican colleagues in the Senate want a full-time majority leader, not a part-time presidential candidate. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, more and more of your Republican colleagues in the Senate are grumbling that your presidential ambitions are distorting your position on the issues and interfering with your duties as majority leader. The other day, you suddenly switched signals when your strategy of no amendments on the tax reform bill collided with your support for a Jesse Helms anti-abortion amendment and threatened to embarrass your appearance at the National Right to Life Convention. Your tilt to the right isn't even convincing, Bob. You've done too much good on civil rights and food for the hungry to be creditable to those right-wingers. You're also the architect of the biggest tax increase in history, the 1982 tax hike that undid much of the Reagan tax cut of 1981. Try selling that to the right wing, Bob.
Ted, you've been reading those liberal newspapers again. You're really scraping the bottom of the barrel on this one. Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats need real leadership. That means the ability to forge consensus, but it also means having a direction in which to lead. The Senate Republican leadership has got it, and you haven't. Ted, if you don't understand the connection between protecting the right to life and protecting the rights of all of our citizens, regardless of race, creed, or color, I won't waste my time trying to explain it to you. Our listeners understand how hard President Reagan and I have fought to cut taxes and to make the government serve working men and women for a change. Now, that's never been your way, Ted. That's why you've fallen off the political charts, and that's why the people are sick and tired of hearing your big government baloney. This is Senator Bob Dole. Uncle Sam finally has a plan to collect from the deadbeats. Too bad Ted didn't think of it, as you'll hear tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.